it's your dad. He's doing career day. All right.
It's not all right. Today we find out I'm not a basketball player's son. My dad is a grocer. I'm a grocer's son. I am a son of a grocer.
Hey, John, Corey, guess how many different kinds of rice we have?
Oh, no.
Come on, Sean, guess.
10?
10. 21. And that's not even counting the short grains. Throw them in. Forget about it!
Corey?
Yeah?
I'm glad I'm not you.
First of all, I would like to say thank you to the parents for being here. After they speak, you guys should have a better idea of what kind of vocations interest you. Let me guess, Hunter. Summer vocation? Right, find some new material, will you? Our first speaker is Topanga's father, Jedediah Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. I think I should begin by telling everybody what I do. I'm a luthier.
And I'm a Presbyterian, but to each his own, I say.
A luthier makes musical instruments.
No offense, sir, but that's got to be the nuttiest religion I ever heard.
Don't worry, it's not you.
Daddy, forget about all that. Tell them who called last night.
Oh, they don't want to hear about that, Tippy?
Tippy? Tippy's nice.
It's my new favorite name.
Well, it's really no big deal, but Bruce.
Bruce Springsteen?
Uh-huh. I took the call. He said, hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
So you make guitars for a lot of big rock stars?
Most of them.
He can make them, but can he play them?
But I guess my real love is playing these things.
He's toast.
He's toast.
I'm toast.
Sit down. Come on, plenty more show. Okay, let's see. Our next parent is...
Please, no.
Mr. Alan Matthews. Corey's father is a grocer. Now, you probably think that all he's going to talk about is how many different types of rice he stocks. Well, I'm sure there's a lot more to it than that, Alan.
Thank you for that intro. I don't know a lot of rock stars, but I do know this. I take pride in what I do. Everybody needs groceries. I'd like to think we do more than sell lettuce and pickles and potato chips and bug spray. We sell dreams.
What aisle?
All right, who didn't get a coupon? Got a couple left here. This one's for liquid soap. I'll just leave them here.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you. That took guts.
Is that as bad as I think it was?
Not for me. I got 60 cents off Apple Jacks.
Okay, let's see. Our next parent is...
Sorry I'm late. Actually, I was out in the hall having a smoke. Don't endorse it. Don't deny it.
Dad, I thought you were going to be out of town.
Oh, if anybody asks, I am. I teach Chet Hunter.
How are you? Okay, everyone, let's welcome Sean's father.
Chet Hunter.
What does your dad do for a living?
Shh, I want to find out.
What do I do for a living? Well, you got one man here makes things with his own two hands. You got another one puts food on America's table. And my hat's off to both of them. Me? Well, it's kind of hard to put your finger on what I do.
Sean, you're not breathing.
Sorry!
Mostly I buy and sell things. Sometimes a refrigerator, sometimes a car. Why, once I even sold an entire nation. But what I sell best are ideas. That's what I am. I'm an idea man. Well, a few years ago, I had an idea for an all-news TV station, going all the time all over the world.
You invented CNN?
That's exactly what I called it. CNN, Chet's News Network. But I made the mistake of yapping to a southern fella about it on an elevator. Wait. What'd you say your last name was?
Turner. No relation.
Wow. He's something.
Yeah, something.
By a show of hands, how many of you have a microwave oven? You're welcome.
You know something? This SAT prep course seems to really be working for me, and it's got me completely focused and prepared. It's like I'm in the SAT zone. All my other senses are completely shut down.
Eric, You just spilled soup on your lap.
What?
You remember that World Series game where the first baseman let that easy ground ball go under his legs and his team lost and he was humiliated in front of the entire world?
Yeah.
I envy his son.
Oh, come on, Corey. Your dad wasn't that bad.
The cantaloupe is your friend?
Okay, that part was bad.
Your dad, he was awesome. Everyone loved him, and he told great stories.
Yeah, stories. That's all he has. Why do you think we live in a trailer park?
Listen, at least no one's laughing at him.
Your dad did fine. It's all in your mind.
Hey, Matthews, look. I'm meeting your dad's friend.
That's it. I gotta move to another school district.
I'm telling you, man, I got business here.
Listen, I'm not gonna say this again. If you're not faculty or staff, you have no business on this campus.
Hey, leave me alone, pal. I'm George Feeney. I'm the principal of this here high school.
And you're not George Feeney.
I'm parked in his spot, ain't I?
Mr. Feeney, I can explain.
Please
go
do.
Ahead. You're Feeney, too?
I'm Feeney 1.
Mr. Feeney, this is my dad.
Oh. Yes, well, we're very proud of Sean.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
So am I.
Hey, Shawnee. Sean's friend.
So, Dad, what's going on?
Look, buddy, did you kiss your mom this morning?
Uh-huh.
Good, because it's going to have to last you for a while.
What do you mean?
Your mother, she took off.
Oh, just go home and wait. She always comes back.
Oh, not that easy. This time she took the house. See, that's the problem with having a mobile home. It's, you can move it.
Maybe she went to get it washed.
Yeah. So what are we gonna do?
Well, we're gonna go after. You still got that keen sense of smell?
Dad, I can't just ditch classes. I mean, I can, but shouldn't I tell somebody?
Okay, but I gotta run before that little guy with a mustache has a duck. You, your father the cantaloupe man, he's good people. Mark my words.
Sean, you okay?
Why wouldn't I be okay? Oh, you mean because my mom drove her home away?
That vocabulary review was exhilarating and revitalizing. And to think I thought the SATs would be my bête noire.
Shut up. Eric, you okay?
I'm sorry. I'm just so tense from studying from the SATs. I mean, I've got this stiffness in my back and all across my shoulders I just can't shake.
Son.
Yeah?
You have a coat hanger in your back.
What?
Watch this.
This is the greatest trick I've ever seen.
What happened to you?
Oh, Dad, I'm not doing very well. You didn't go to college. Why do I have to go?
Because someday your son is going to have a career day. And if you don't go to college, your son's teacher is going to stand up in front of all the cool parents and say, "Here's the grocer. Go to college."
I think I can. Why try? What's the point? We're all just going to die anyway.
Well, aren't we nihilistic? Or should I say vacuitous?
Hey, if you're so smart, how come you don't understand? Shut up.
But see, you know something, Dad? I'm gonna be okay. I don't need college. I'm gonna do very well in the outside world, relying on my street smarts and natural instincts.
What's the matter with Eric?
Oh, he put his hand on the stove.
Again? My fault. I left the iron on. So, tell me, how did career day go?
Oh, terrific, terrific. Remember the World Series where that first baseman let that grounder dribble through his legs?
Mm-hmm.
I envy him.
Come on, it couldn't have gone that bad.
You know, I have worked very hard to become a respectable family man, and this morning I realized I passed way beyond respectability, and I've soared all the way up to boring.
Says who?
Amy, I manage a supermarket. I sign for deliveries. I approve checks.
Alan, that's what you do at work, but that's not all of what you do. Besides, would I have married you if you were boring?
Apparently.
I bet you Corey's very proud of you, and he can't wait to tell you. Dad?
What?
Did Sean call?
No, Corey. Why? Something wrong?
Yeah, his mom took off. He went with his dad to go look for her.
Poor Sean.
Well, hasn't this happened before?
Yeah, but this time she took his house.
Not a good sign. Also not a good sign.
He's fine. He's fine. Your son is fine. He just needs some ice.
See? Just as I promised. No student conferences, no George Feeney telling us what to do. Just music, wine, candles, and two consenting adults consenting.
You know, Johnny, we've been seeing each other now for 3 months, and I was just wondering, where is this going?
Cold. I'm cold.
John, this time we're going to talk about
Absolutely, we are going to talk. No more avoiding it. I did not plan this.
Hi, Mr. Turner. Sorry for bugging you. I had a question. Am I interrupting anything? Hey, look, it's Miss Tompkins.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, you teachers sure work late. Oh. Sorry, Mr. Turner, but I didn't know you guys had personal lives.
Hunter.
How you doing?
Want to come in?
You got company.
It's okay.
Kat, where are you going?
Yeah, you don't have to leave. Stay. We'll hang.
Another time. We'll talk.
We'll talk?
I like her. Do you like her? I like her.
Yeah, I do. So, Hunter, what are you doing out so late?
Well, you know, my dad's still out looking for my mom, and I had this thought.
Okay.
About the homework. You know that Forrest Hemingway guy? When do we get to read his stuff?
Next year.
Okay. Just checking. I heard he was good.
You came all the way over here for that?
Hey, you're the English teacher. I figured there was no one else I could ask.
I'm flattered.
Boy, you guys were really having a dinner, huh?
There's plenty left over if you're hungry.
No, I ate and everything.
Want to put it away?
No, I might pick at it.
Would a napkin slow you down?
Mm-hmm.
So, Sean, where are you staying until your father gets back?
Oh, a great place. My dad gave me some money, so I'm staying at the motel down the street.
The one down on 7th? Are you sure you're going to be all right there?
Oh, yeah. The guy in the cashier's cage gave me clean sheets and everything.
Look, if you want to save your money, I mean, you could just crash here tonight.
No, I already paid the guy $5 to turn on the TV.
Have a seat on the couch, watch some free TV. Give me a minute to clean up the kitchen, and I'll drop you off.
Okay.
You know, Hunter, since you're going to be staying down the road, I mean, you know, feel free to drop by. I mean, you know, we could eat. We could talk, or not talk. We could just hang, you know? What's going on at home can't be easy on you. So, Sean, I mean, you know, anytime you just... I talk, he sleeps. It's like class.
George, what was I supposed to do? His old man dumps him off at this flea bag motel and takes off. I was not about to wake the kid up and take him back there.
Where is he now?
Well, I dropped him off at the Matthews.
Well, I'm sure Sean's father... frightening man, isn't he? I'm sure he'll be able to find his way back home. After all, if a pigeon can do it. But I would be careful, though, Jonathan. It's a fine line between authority figure and chum.
I know that, George, but come on, really. What would you have done?
I truly don't know.
Hey, guys. Office hours?
Morning, Alan.
I'd like to say thanks again for helping out a career day. I thought you were terrific.
Anytime. Those kids get rowdy, out of control, you just call me. I'll be happy to swing by and sedate them.
Try it for 40 years and see how you feel.
Alan, could you come in here, please?
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute.
Now, please.
What's the matter?
Hunter is here.
Oh, Amy, that's not funny.
No, I'm not laughing either.
You guys mind if I join you? There's a couple things I'd like to say to the man.
Sure, come on.
Jonathan?
Yeah?
It's a fine line. Tread softly.
Yeah.
So where are you staying tonight?
Motel's fine. At least until my dad gets back. Hey, why don't you come over tonight? We can skateboard in the pool and they got cable.
We got cable.
Not like this place.
Look, you can't just live in a motel.
Why not? At least you know it's not going to drive away.
Listen, you know, you could have crashed here last night.
I know. I was fine.
I know you're fine. I'm just saying. I don't know. Just remember I'm your friend.
I know. It's okay, Corey. You don't have to worry about me. Really.
Hey, Sean, come on down, son.
See? My dad's back and everything's great.
Teach, what you did for my boy last night, well, I just want to look you in the eye and say thanks. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Because the important thing is knowing that my boy is safe and being looked after.
Hey, Dad, did you find Mom?
I did find her, but she gave me the slip again. You gotta respect that. And to that end, I have something on my mind, which is why I'm here.
Thought I was why you're here.
You are, you little Slim Jim. That's your. This is all about you. Shoney, look, this is hard to say. I ain't always been the perfect father.
Dad, it's okay.
Adam, I consider you a friend.
Alan.
I respect you. Yes, sir, you're the heartbeat of America. People can count on you. You got roots. I like that.
Where is this heading?
I need a favor. My wife, Verner, she's out there. My heart's out there with her. Not to mention my wallet and major credit card. But she is my wife, and go after her I must.
And the favor?
Take care of my boy. Now, you don't have to enter right now. Well, yes, you do.
Stay here? That'd be great.
Dad, why can't I just come with you?
Oh, come on. The road's no place for a boy. Especially with your mama out there driving on it. Your place is here, in school, with Teach over there, in this house, in the company of these fine people. No pressure.
Chet, shouldn't you be asking Sean what he thinks?
Whatever. It's fine with me.
We're only talking a few days, couple of weeks, tops. I'll call in every night. So what's the verdict, Your Honor? Mrs. Honor?
Sean, you know, we'd be very happy to have you stay. Alan?
Of course, Sean, you have a room here as long as you need it.
See, if my boy can't be with his own father, I'm glad he can be with a good father. And you, sir, you're a good father.
He's fine. Don't panic. It's just a little nosebleed.
How long's that tree been out there?
Well, anyway, Alan, if I can kick you into the house, kitty, why, you let me know.
I think we can handle it. We get coupons.
Even better. Well, Sean, what do you say we go move your stuff? Oh, wait, it's already moving. Let's go get you a toothbrush and a new shirt. Teach, ma'am, Mr. Matthews, it's Corky, right?
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna be roommates, huh? How great is that?
I think we're gonna find out.
I'll go get some clean sheets for your cot, Sean.
Chet, you're gonna be back in a couple of weeks, right?
Texas women couldn't keep me from here.
You know, Alan, Chet was right about one thing. You're a good man.
Dad? Listen. I never really thanked you for coming to school yesterday.
No problem. Sorry I couldn't compete with that guitar player and that foot doctor.
Well, that's only because you left out the most important thing you do.
What's that?
What you do after work. I mean, around here, for us, for our friends.
Cor, that's nothing.
It's everything, Dad. I mean, I was thinking I was the son of a grocer, but now I know what I really am is, well, the son of my father.
Thanks.
I must say, I am reveling in the mastication of these tasty comestibles.
Superlative victuals.
And the libations.
Yaha!
Well, looks like your SAT preparation is under control, huh?
Totally copacetic. I'm calmer, my senses are back, I'm healing. I'm actually starting to think I'm going to do pretty well on this test.
The only part that scares me is that math section.
Come again?
Math section. Half the test is verbal, half is math.
Half? Like what, 30, 40%? Half, 50. Oh, my, I got no time to eat. I got to study.
Eric, calm down. Calm down.
No, can't calm. Must panic.
I hate SAT time.